Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the channel where we share our thoughts when we park, sometimes in a chair, oftentimes in a car. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. Our mission is to help make sure we highlight the everyday good we have in the world. On this show, we explore the contribution of systems and people we often take for granted. Curiosity, meet gratitude. My name is Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. In this edition, we're going to be talking about something that's scary. Yes, something that is slightly scary. We're going to talk about the saga of illegally sliced bread. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but it is actually a very true thing that at one point in the United States history, the federal government, not the state government, but the federal government made sliced bread illegal. And before we get into that story, I want to talk about where I'm at right now, because you may hear some background noise and some sounds out there that you're not used to. I'm currently in Shelby, Montana. Yes, Shelby, Montana, a town so small, I don't think it has a stoplight. A beautiful town, and a town with some rather amazing, wonderful, and kind people. We're sitting outside of the Albertsons in this town. And they are obviously not prone to thievery in this town, because I'm looking outside and they have a good chunk of their inventory sitting outside with price tags associated with it. That is the sign of a town that doesn't have a whole lot of thievery. Why? Because people could come up and just grab whatever they wanted to. But instead, obviously, the people around here are honest enough, friendly enough, and kind enough to respect other people's property. And it's a pretty neat thing. So we're sitting in the Albertsons parking lot. Right outside of me is about four lanes of railroad tracks, right? Because this is the BNSF, which I'm not sure what that stands for. I do know it is a rail company, right? But the BNSF rail depot that is in this region. Shelby's a small town, but in the short time that we've been here, just to stop off to run a couple of errands, it's been a beautiful one. Now, back to the saga of illegally sliced bread. So most of the source material for this article actually comes from Wikipedia, but I was first introduced to this topic of sliced bread being illegal from a comic strip I follow online, xkcd.com. It's a sarcastic, very nerdy comic with nothing better than stick figures, right? It's done by a guy named Randall Monroe, who's also a very famous author for those people who follow nerd topics. He did one book called The Thing Explainer, using taking complex subjects and breaking it down into only the 10,000 most popular words in English. So he has full-on diagrams that were drawn by him, you know, explaining the Saturn V rocket that took man to the moon using only the 10,000 most popular words in the English language. So lunar orbiter, right, was obviously not making the list of 10,000 most popular words in the English language, so he uses other things to describe it. Anyway, at one point he did a comic strip where he talked about how what would happen if bread being sliced, so sliced bread being for sale, remained illegal after it was, you know, after its illegal date was ended. Right. So this is one of those pieces of forgotten history that maybe you're not so quite aware of. So the year is 1943. Can I use my scary voice? Let's keep going on that. See how I can do. The year is 1943. The U.S. is at war and rationing is happening all across the country. Previous to this, the federal government was making efforts to try to solve the Great Depression by causing more harm. It passed what was called the National Recovery Act, the NRA. As it was known, right? This is pre-National Rifle Association. The NRA was the National Recovery Act, which was declared in many ways, and in many parts of it was declared unconstitutional because the federal government didn't have the authority to do that. However, with wartime powers, the federal government had more authority than what they were normally used to and were able to control large swaths and parts of the economy. As a means to encourage or to preserve some of the nation's resources, right? They decided to make sliced bread illegal. Let me explain here, reading from Wikipedia. During 1943, U.S. officials imposed a short-lived ban on sliced bread as a wartime conservation measure. The ban was ordered by Claude R. Wickard, who held the position of food administrator, and took effect on January 18, 1943. According to the New York Times, officials explained that the ready sliced loaf must have a heavier wrapping than an unsliced one if it is not to dry out. It was also intended to counteract a rise in the price of bread caused by the Office of Price Administration's authorization of a 10% increase in flour prices. And so here you have a couple of different parts of systems, right, going on at the same time. You have an Office of Price Administration, right, controlling the economy and what prices could be, or what things could be sold for, authorizing a 10% increase in flour prices, And at the same time, you know, you wanted to offset the cost of bread or the overall cost of bread. So one of the ways to do that is to reduce the pricing. But I find it interesting that the justification for this was to preserve the wrapping paper. Right? We often don't think about wrapping paper. It's one of those things, or it's one of those items. Our food is pre-made and pre-wrapped in a lot of ways, and stored in containers and all of that we kind of take for granted. But we need to remember in the 1940s that wrapping paper was a relatively new thing, and plastics to be able to wrap our food and preserve it longer had not been generally widespread or even introduced yet into the economy. In a Sunday radio address on January 24th, New York City Mayor LaGuardia suggested that bakeries that had their own bread slicing machines should be allowed to continue to use them. And on January 26, 1943, a letter appeared in the New York Times from a distraught housewife. The letter says, "I should like to let you know how important sliced bread is to the morale and saneness of a household. My husband and four children are all in a rush during and after breakfast. Without ready sliced bread, I must do the slicing for toast. 2 pieces for each one. That's 10. For their lunches, I must cut by hand at least 20 slices for 2 sandwiches apiece. Afterward, I make my own toast. 22 slices of bread to be cut in a hurry." And now, while bread slicing really doesn't sound like it takes a whole lot of time, not all of us have done and lived through that era where we were expected to do it. Sliced bread is our norm. On January 26th, however, so just the same day that this appeared in the New York Times, right? Obviously, there's public outcry. The same day this appears in the New York Times, John F. Conaboy, the New York area supervisor of the Food Distribution Administration, warned bakeries, delicatessens, and other stores that were continuing to sell sliced bread to stop, saying that to protect the cooperating bakeries against unfair competition of those who continue to slice their own bread, we are prepared to take stern measures if necessary. And so I find that intriguing, right? Unfair competition. Huh. Unfair competition. So to me, unfair competition would be somebody having an advantage over somebody else because of a government regulation. And it seems to me that by banning those that had adopted sliced bread and were selling sliced bread, right, they didn't have an unfair competition, right? By banning those who had sliced bread, you were actually creating an unfair competition for them in the marketplace by forcing them to revert back to what was the norm prior to the sliced bread machines being available and accessible. On March 8th, 1943, the ban was rescinded. Hallelujah, the people have won. While public outcry is generally cited for the reversal, Wickard stated that our experience with the order, however, leads us to believe that the savings are not as much as we expected, and the War Production Board tells us that we have sufficient wax paper to wrap sliced bread for 4 months, and that it's already in the hands of the baking industry. So they created this big kerfuffle and hoo-ha-ha over wrapping paper, and then later rescinded it just months later. So yes, sliced bread was illegal in this country from January 1943 until March 8th of 1943. And how grateful we are that we don't live in a world where sliced bread is illegal. How grateful I am that we don't live in a world where the government can tell us what type of bread is illegal, what we should and shouldn't be allowed to put in our bodies. You know, I think it's absolutely wonderful that we live in an era where you can go and buy things that are safe because people want you to eat safe food, and not because somebody has regulated their way into telling us how much the flour should be sold for and how much the bread should be sold for and whether or not it should be sliced or not. So this is the finishing of the tale of the illegally sliced bread saga. And I want to thank you guys for joining us today. You can go ahead and engage me on Twitter. We are at Parking Thought on Twitter. Over on Instagram, we are at Parking_Thought. But otherwise, you can find us pretty much on all the things at Parking Thought. You can also search for us and get this podcast delivered directly to your favorite device by hitting the subscribe links over at ParkingThought.com. That's another place where you can go ahead and find us. And at the end of every episode, I challenge you, even if I make mistakes about everything else I might say, in a world where you can literally choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful? And this episode reminds me to be grateful for sliced bread. So it's totally appropriate. I'm sitting outside of an Albertsons in Shelby, Montana, and talking to you guys about food and how awesome it is. Thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you on the next episode. Bye.